Welcome to the Forward Day by Day podcast, brought to you by Forward Movement. We're glad you're here and hope you'll share us with your friends.
Today is Sunday, April 21st, 2024. Today is the fourth Sunday of Easter. Today's scripture comes from John chapter 10, verses 14 and 15. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. For shepherds, shearing is an essential task, important for the animal's health, hygiene, and overall well-being. Growing up in sheep country, I observed this mesmerizing job many times. The shearer holds a sheep and begins working the legs, then the underside, with the animal continuously struggling against the clippers. The wool comes off in thick strips, exposing the sheep's tender skin. When all the wool is shorn, the animal is released, free of its heavy coat. The sheep may be wobbly and disoriented before regaining balance and heading for the pasture. Jesus, as a good shepherd, takes care of his sheep, including in times of difficulty. We sometimes struggle against God's Spirit. We may become wobbly and disoriented and need help regaining balance. We may expose tender vulnerability. But, like shearing, Jesus' work doesn't end there. Jesus gave his life for the sheep. He gave his life so he could take it up again, and so we could take it up again and again. Pray for the Church of Australia. And today's moving forward, what is your vision of Jesus as the Good Shepherd? I'm Rebecca Hatch, and it's my pleasure to read this month's Forward Day by Day Meditations, written by Len Fraser.
A General Thanksgiving. Accept, O Lord, our thanks and praise for all that you have done for us. We thank you for the splendor of the whole creation, for the beauty of this world, for the wonder of life, and for the mystery of love. We thank you for the blessing of family and friends, and for the loving care which surrounds us on every side. We thank you for setting us at tasks which demand our best efforts, and for leading us to accomplishments which satisfy and delight us. We also thank you for those disappointments and failures that lead us to acknowledge our dependence on you alone. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the truth of his word and the example of his life, for his steadfast obedience by which he overcame temptation, for his dying, through which he overcame death, and for his rising to life again, in which we are raised to the life of your kingdom. Grant us the gift of your Spirit, that we may know him and make him known, and through him, at all times and in all places, may give thanks to you in all things. Amen.
Thanks for spending part of your day with us. Join the discussion about today's devotional at prayer.forwardmovement.org, where you can also find a full list of today's scripture readings, more daily prayer resources, and information on how to subscribe to the print edition of Forward Day by Day. This podcast is produced by Forward Movement, a ministry of the Episcopal Church. Make a donation or explore our full catalog of books, small group studies, and personal spiritual resources at forwardmovement.org. May God bless you and those you love this day and always.